from Oroville, March 10th, 2009, on microphone Daniel. Today the weather in Oroville is clouded, it's raining right now, and this rain that is was unexpected will last for a few days, maybe 3-4 days. A reminder, the resident assembly will be held on the 17th of March, and the theme will be the selection of the new Oroville Council and Working Committee. The resident assembly will be preceded by a general meeting where we'll discuss the new role of the Oroville Council and try to have it recognized by the other authorities of Oroville. Here we are with
Christian Feuillette,
that is the president of AVI Canada. Recently there was an inauguration in the international zone of
the Inukshuk, Canadian Inukshuk. So most of the people have never heard about it, but many people have seen in the news and notes the photography of the Inukshuk. It comes from the Arctic, from the Inuit, the people, the inhabitants of this zone since thousands of years. And they're used to build piles of stones. Most of the time, in the figure of a human being with arms stretched. And this has many functions. It means that because Inuit are nomadic people, so Inukshuk, they built Inukshuk to say to other people that there is a good place for hunting, that there is a special, maybe a dangerous spot here. Or people have mystic experience, so they put in Inukshuk, and it means that it is a sacred place. So the name in Inuktitut, the language of the Inuit, means Inuk means human being. Inukshuk means acting in the capacity of human. So since thousands of years, they have built these constructions. And it has now become a symbol, an emblem of Canada. Because when I came, first time as president of AVI Canada 4 years ago, we have a meeting with all the Canadians here. We decided to build an Inukshuk as a first step of presence of Canada, maybe Canadian pavilion in the future, we don't know.
AVI Canada, how many you are in? How many people are interested in all of it?
We are about 30 people. It is in Montreal, and it's a long time association because it was founded in 74, I think. And it became AVI after that. And we have branches in Ontario, in Toronto, also in British Columbia. And we have also Jasmine and Aravinda were living in Prince Edward Island in the east part. But the headquarters are in Montreal, in the French-speaking province of Quebec. That's why I'm more fluent in French than in English.
The news is an echo of activities in the life of Orovinians. For further information, please check the website oroviradio.org, and thank you for listening.